ज्ञानचंद्रस्य ज्ञानंजनाशलाकायाक्षुरमृतमयेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोदिष्टं तापिकमेव भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतामायं ददाति सापदन्तिकम् पञ्चकौपातुरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्य च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैताचार श्रीवासुदेवो भक्तवृन्द
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
सो I'm going to be 66 years old. That's a hard one. I write my journals Monday morning greetings. If you're not on it, you can kind of register for it. But I wrote an article that 65 is the new 50. In Hindi, the word for 50 is pachas. Asa means hope. There's still hope. 51 is ikyavan. Van means the forest. If go to the forest, there's no hope. So it seems it takes a little bit more time to get the message. But I'm getting the message now. You know, that there's no hope. And no hope means that you have to become detached. And I also feel, I mean, I'm coming into kind of some new period. I've been into one period for the last 20 years, and I'm coming into something else. I feel a little different. I feel a little bit more detached. And what detached means is to be happy with God's will. And that's really tough. You know, we want to control the world, you know, according to our desire to be happy. And that conception of happiness is a very difficult path, because to do that, you have to be the controller, and you're not. And detached means that you're satisfied with God's will. And I'm trying to be mindful and see, you know, what are my attachments, not just my attachments, but my excessive attachments. Because for a lot, within Krishna consciousness, God is so surrendered to God completely, and he doesn't take away everything. He allows you so many things, but there's something beyond that. And I'm trying to see something beyond that. It's a very interesting thing, because you have to be mindful and you have to actually watch your nature. And I kind of saw a little difference this year, because generally on this day there's more anxiety for me, because, you know, I'm here with the crowd. You know, I want to knock it out of the park. You know, and if I don't, I'm going to be so, like, you know, I won't sleep that night. You know, and we analyze it. It's why, because it's all about you. And I just saw coming here, I didn't, you know, usually, if you know me, I'm a man of strategy. Endless plans. In God's service. But maybe it's also a little for me. But I want it to be all for God. I wanted to be all for Krishna. So I kind of came in here like, much cooler than I usually am. You know, because there's another thing about me, you know, and I notice that there are very subtle things in our consciousness that we're not even aware of, and they're so unbecoming. I'm going to give advertisement. My next Monday morning greeting is called "You're Wrong." And how people hate to hear that. Big deal. You're wrong, but how we fight it. You know, it's just so subtle. Even as we're advancing in Krishna consciousness, you know, we're so not wanting to lose power to control the world. So if we're wrong, especially in relationship to someone else, we so much don't want to lose, you know. And we, you know, I know some of you are yoga teachers and everything, and let go, let go. You know, but that's really what it means to actually let go. Let go means to be happy with God's will. To be happy with God's will. So I kind of came in and I was like, yeah, I ain't going to prepare. I ain't going to think about it. I'm not going to harass Kunji Kishori, the administrator, as I come in and ask every little detail. And because I have a nature, and one of my nature is I'm cognizant. Sad Bell knows this too. I'm cognizant of all the details, especially of a function. And of course, it's for Krishna. But there's a point also that actually you're not in control. Actually, Krishna is in control. God is in control. And there are five factors of action. And one of the factors is endeavor, but there's four other factors, which are much more powerful. So that kind of thing, to be happy with God's will, whether God's will pushes you in the front or whether God's will moves you to the background, whether you hit it out of the park or whether you strike out four times, you know, just to be dependent on God and be dependent on Krishna. So that's my excuse if I don't knock it out of the park. Anyway, I had some thoughts that I'll share with you. And the first one, I was on the phone with yesterday. Took a nice walk to get some exercise. But somehow or other, unlike other people, I find walks completely boring. So I had a phone. So I thought I'd talk. So I called up Arjuna. I haven't seen him for a while. And I told him I'm going to be sitting here and, you know, what do you think? You got any advice for me? And I liked his advice, and I think I'll start with that. And I think it's so important. He said, you know, say thank you to Prabhupada. And I think that's the most important advice. Thank you to Prabhupada. Because everything we cherish is actually coming from him, including the best thing. Who knows what the very best thing is? Okay, I'll give the verse, and then Priya, you will give the Sanskrit translation. You'll try, okay? Tara Madhye Sarva Shreshte Nama Sankirtan Nira Aparade Poya Paya Premadan. She got it. She translated. She said, the best thing is to chant kirtan. The best thing is the holy name. And that's what comes from Prabhupada more than anything else. The best thing is to chant the holy name. And that's the greatest gift in the world. If that can come into your heart, the faith in the holy name, a real conviction that there's nothing better than this. There's nothing better than that. And that's also my realization at 65. This is what our business is, to actually chant and develop faith in the holy name? And why is that the best gift? Because what's the best gift? The best gift is the gift that gives the most happiness, the most pleasure. And ultimately, the highest pleasure is love. And the highest love is love of God. And the best way to get that love is to chant the holy name. So to develop that kind of faith. And that's what came from Prabhupada, and that's what came through his followers, and still coming to Prabhupada through you. There's an energy. I read this very amazing article on Guru Tattva, one lady in Chicago, and then someone sent it to me, and explaining that, you know, ultimately everything's coming from Krishna. Then it comes in Guru Parampara. And it comes in many ways, actually. It comes through Prabhupada, to his followers. It also comes directly from Prabhupada. And it's subjective in the sense where it comes most is where you feel it the most and from whom you feel it the most. And that's the greatest gift, to become attached to the holy name of Krishna. And thank you. Thank you, Prabhupada, for the holy name. Thank you for this community of devotees. Community is so important. But to find a community that suits your ideals, that's wonderful. And what are our ideals? Our ideals is we may be wherever we are, but our ideals is to fill our heart with love of Godhead. Because that's sublimity. There's nothing like it. There's nothing better than it. And to somehow work towards that and get that faith so that we're actually happy with God's will. Because what God's will is, everything that moves in this world is actually to give us that, one way or another. But thank you, Prabhupada, for the community. Thank you, Prabhupada, for the holy name. Thank you, Prabhupada, for teachings. Wow, where would we be without any teachings? I remember one time, I told this story before, that, you know, initially, when I came to Krishna consciousness, my parents didn't understand. But then gradually, once you get beyond the externals, you see that what comes in line from Krishna consciousness is really what any decent parent would want. You know, a child to develop qualities and character and knowledge and be happy and so many things. So I remember one time, you know, my father said to me that, you know, he said, son, he said, I have three kids. You know, he said, and you're the only one with his head screwed on right. That's Brooklyn talk. That's like a high compliment. But I thought, like, why? What is the difference? What is the difference between me and my other brothers, really? That my father perceived it, even though he wasn't in this life. What is the difference? The difference is knowledge. You can't be happy without the proper teachings. Without the proper teachings, you can't change your mind. And if you can't change your mind, you're stuck where you are now. Teachings change the mind. Knowledge changes the mind. Because from knowledge will come realization, which will change your actions and your character and your behavior. Right, I always tell the story. I got to tell a story because it's still at the beginning, so to keep everyone alive. It's just a little tangential, but not really. Remember, I went to see that great saint, Ramesh Baba, right? I went to see him, and he was a Vaishnav. And what does a Vaishnav mean? Vaishnav's for others. Isn't it wonderful when you meet someone who's for others? Isn't it horrible when you meet someone that's just for themselves? Someone who's for others? and rules their life, not just by what they want, but what is the best thing to do. And that's what a Vaishnav is. He's ready for that. And I almost pulled out. I got to tell you, it's just, that's just Krishna telling me to calm down. I'm really trying to be calm, but I have a nature of enthusiasm. For those that are just listening, in my enthusiastic hand movements, I ripped out the earplugs. So I went to this Ramesh Baba, and I remember he was shaving, and he was someone shaving him, and he only had half the face shaved. So one was with shaving, you know? Maybe you shaved your face and the head was still there, or the head, but half. And he just, I came in and he just said, is there any service? Is there any service? That's the most auspicious thing. And thank you, Prabhupada, because you gave us service. You gave us seva. And what is seva? Seva is when we respond to the impetus of the divine, to the faculties of the mind, body, and words. And seva is the greatest pleasure. Just like when I was in Colombia. You like my Spanish, it's sort of. When I was in Colombia, no, better than that, when I was in Miami with Muki Rico and his wife, and they were taking care of me. And about 7 o'clock, the door would open, and there was this exotic smoothie. And I would like, really exotic. And Muki put all his love into it. Muki Rico. And I drank that. And when I drank that, there's so much pleasure. There's so much pleasure that comes. So tasty. All right, so, yeah, I'll have another. It's pleasure. But there's something that's more pleasurable. See, that goes through the palate. But when love of Godhead is expressed through the faculties of mind, body, and words, then love of Godhead, it's like a taste, and it comes through seva, and the seva comes through your heart. And that's the greatest pleasure, that you actually have seva, badrante. That's the most auspicious thing. So thank you, Prabhupada. Prabhupada also gave us seva. I know in the Bhakti Center during those festivals, and even to, you know, people like seva. And today, so beautiful, right? Except people came last night. There's seva. People are doing service, expressing their love in a practical way. So this is what's coming in this disciplic succession. Bhakti. Bhakti, the highest love, and the potential to realize it. So we offer our infinite gratitude. And I think what gratitude is, this is my realization, what gratitude is, you know, we have all these thoughts that come, basically from the ego, based on me, 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 based on the ego. And then sometimes we feel grateful. And I think these feelings of true humility, compassion, and gratitude are actually the real self. The real self is love. The real self is selfless. So this is the day also that we're expressing gratitude for being connected. Being connected with some very, very special flow of devotion to inspire within our hearts faith in the thing that's actually best for us. The reason why we're suffering is because we have faith and trust in things that are not good for us. And we can all think in our mind right now how many things we have faith in, trust to do for us that actually don't deliver the goods. So to get that seed, it's called a seed, one of my favorite verses, and I do it with my hands. Brahmanda Brahmate, Konya Bhagavan, Jeev, Guru, Krishna, Pasadi, Pai, Bhakti, Lata. We're wandering from universe to universe, from species of life to species of life, until, by the mercy of Guru, and that's that energy of God, that's Guru, that's potency, somehow manifests in many ways through people. And sometimes there's a special connection with a person who manifests that from us. I was just in Colombia, and Jai Jagannath, if you know him, he's really wonderful. He's still down there preaching away. But he was giving a talk on Guru. And he had a very nice point. Who is Guru? One who makes us silent. And what does that mean? That we defer to their authority in terms of knowledge and understanding. We defer to that. So that's coming. And it's such a dynamic moment in our life when that's awakened, one way or another. And here in Prabhupada's movement, it's very, very personal. You can't dictate, this is how it comes, that's how it comes, only this way, not that way. But it comes, and it touches our hearts, and it gives us that faith, that objective in the right thing. The most important thing is to have the right objective. The most important thing is to have the right objective. Because you don't have the right objective, then all your efforts are for nothing. And not only have the right objective, but have faith in the right objectives. What is that called? When you have the right objective and you have something that takes you to the right objective, you're in a place and it can guide you to the right place. What is that called? GPS. Rin, what does that stand for? Another one of my good students that's heard more than two classes. Guru Parampara system. It moves in a way. Come on in. Very nice to see you. It's freshen up and then join us. Okay. Wonderful. But here's the message for today. And it's the message that I'm feeling. And one of the reasons I'm feeling it is because Ikyavan, 5166, go to the forest. And what does that mean? It means the preparation, that there's a juncture. I don't want to give too much hell, brimstone, and fire, but I'm just spontaneous today. There's no plan, so what comes out, you'll have to digest. But there's that moment. And I remember reading in the Yoga Sutras, that moment. And what happens at death is we get a new ahankara. And what is ahankara of false ego? It's a material element that funnels the consciousness to fit it to a particular type of body. And at the end of life, that's it. According to your what you're thinking at the time of death and your desire, and I'm thinking, what are you going to think at the time of death? I told you what a great sadhu told me. What will we think at the time of death? Come, Lucy. Yeah, you see, Lucy's another. She comes to all, Tuesday night, be my last class of the year in the Bhakti Center. If anyone is here, they're welcome to come Tuesday night. Lucy comes every time I give it, and she, yes. What you dream is what you'll think when your intelligence is not in control of your mind. And that's what the moment of death is. When your intelligence, when your mind is not under the control of your intelligence. That's what you'll think. And then when I'm thinking, well, what will be in the mind? It's what comes in. So you have to make a plan. You have to make a plan to increasingly put more good input in the mind. And how serious that task is. And therefore I'm feeling like some urgency. And what my service and my duty is to communicate that urgency in a way that you will actually understand that it's urgent. And not only understand that it's urgent, but make your practical plan from where you are to purify your consciousness, to actually achieve success, to actually achieve destiny. Who can give my definition of destiny? Destiny is the language of God. God is talking to us in so many ways. And what he does is you know, you warn someone and you kind of whisper and then you start to scream and then you get louder and louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. That's what old age means. My mother will be here probably within a half hour, an hour. It's going to be 96. And old age is not fun. Why? If you have a material objective, which is, I'll be happy when the world conforms to my desire, and therefore I want power to do that. And what is power? Beauty can help you. Wealth can help you. Health can help you. You lose your power. And if that's your objective in life, then you're not going to achieve happiness because you're not going to be able to move anything. So anyway, Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jiva. And this is a little bit about Guru Tattva. Vyasa Puja means the teacher worships his guru and the disciplic succession and therefore shows the students how to do it. And I was there worshiping. And I was there worshiping and I was saying, this is so nice. I was also saying, this is so challenging. Because what is worship? Namaha. Namaha Om. Namaha means without ego. It means to actually surrender to the will for you, the truth, beyond your desires. It's such a dynamic moment. Even if I could say the history of you sitting here, what's the history of you sitting here? Where does the history begin? It begins probably in a previous life. And this is how you sit here. You have faith at a particular time. Everyone in the material world has faith that the highest authority is what I want. But the highest authority is not what you want because you're connected to something else. So if you're in a partnership relationship, you think the highest authority is what I want. How long will that relationship last? And how much love will you feel in life? If you're part of a family and you think the highest desire is what I want, you ever deal with a spoiled child? Is that fun? Is that glorious? So where does it begin? It begins with that type of faith and how frustrating it is, because it disconnects you from the soul and it disconnects you from love. But we have faith in it. That I will be happy when I get what I want, not when I change my heart, not when I develop compassion, not when I do sacrifice, not when I develop humility. I will get what I want. And we have that faith. And what happens with that faith? Go to an AA meeting and find out what happens when people have faith in what they want, to the point of addiction, to the point of neglect of family, to the point of neglect of that. To somehow or other, that's where our history begins, where we finally awaken to that frustration of where selfishness leads. And that's what this whole world is. That's what this whole show that's happening now is. It's God trying to move your faith from selfishness. And what we go through, and the end result will be, in time, I'm trying to accelerate it for you. I'm trying to accelerate it for myself. What will happen in time is we'll say, I want not just what I the authority is not what I want. The authority is the truth. And what's the truth? The truth is the community. The truth is the partnership. The truth is the family. The truth is the community. The truth is God. The truth is Krishna. That we're connected to something greater than ourselves. And the will of the unit, the truth of the unit, the truth of the unit, that's what we're trying to connect with. And Prabhupada gave the most simple example of the hand finding out the truth, that it's part of the body and it's meant for the service of the body. And when it does that, it is replenished, it has meaning, it has value. So that's where it all begins. Then somehow or other, we want that. And when God sees, and I just said like an opening in our consciousness of humility. And humility means that simply. Humility means there's a truth higher, an authority higher than what I want. I want to connect with it. I want to follow it. I want to surrender to it. I want to worship it. And it's worthy of that, not a crazy codependent relationship where I'm surrendering to some nut. But it's actually some truth. And when your consciousness opens up to that with some type of humility, then God sends sadhu. And that's what happened in your life. Sends sadhu. In some form or other. Somehow you were ready and God sent sadhu. I'm deaf. What happened?
Wow,
this whole time. Extremely interesting things that are happening. But I have to tell you, when you get old, you can't hear very well. It's happening. I was there with Prabhupada in his last days. I was in the room when Prabhupada left the world. I was in the room when Prabhupada's young disciples came in and said, he said, don't think this won't happen to you. I feel like almost like, when you're ready. You know, like I should have a Bible. I should be walking across really quickly here. When you're ready, then there's sadhu, and it inspires you, And then when that inspiration increases, that faith increases, there's a particular time where you want to commit to that truth fully. And that's not just a formality, that's just not a name, that's not just a fire, that's a consciousness. And you want to commit to that fully. And when you commit to that fully, then what happens is, when you commit to that fully, then Krishnanu Shilanam, when your activities, Anu, they follow Krishna, the will of Krishna, and when you are committed to that, you get plugged in. You get plugged in to the divine. And then through that disciplic succession, then that energy comes. That energy of bhakti, that energy of love, that energy of inspiration. And that's what's called the Guru Parampara. And we honor that. We honor that. And specifically, it's called Vyasa Puja, because Vyas was the original guru. And what does that mean? It means realization. And what does realization mean? It means the ability to communicate the truth. And why is realization the ability to communicate the truth? Because unless you understand something deeply, you can't reformat it to the frame of reference of your audience. You either keep it in the same form that you heard it, even though it's not even the same language as the people you're trying to communicate speak, and that means even in English, because different people understand different things, or you try to reformat it and you lose the meaning. So what Vyas means is he took the Vedas, that knowledge, that those good ideas that you can meditate on and apply and actually change your mind. Thank you, Prabhupada, for communicating that. And in disciplic succession, and he communicated it, and he had to meditate how to take this and have these people understand it. One of my favorite videos is Prabhupada in 26 Second Avenue. And here's Prabhupada. He's coming from Goloka Vrindavan. He's coming from Gokula Vrindavan. He's coming from the spiritual world with the highest and deepest truths. And now he has to communicate it to people who apparently have the least ability to understand it. Right? Remember they're in there saying, we're gopis. I mean, these other stuff that term, we're gopis. We're all gopis. And try to communicate that. And that's so Vyasa, he's the original guru. And that system of realization, communication, because what happens is the same thing comes to you. And if you understand that message, we all can actually, I'm thinking in my mind, we can actually honor one of my disciples who recently passed away. I also wrote an article in my Monday morning greetings called Old Soul and Old Body Too. Her name was Jayati Radhika. She was 82 years old. And amazing, you know, because people that age don't come to Krishna consciousness. You know, so she was worshiping Radha Muralidhar when they lived on Manhattan Avenue in Brooklyn, before even the Bhakti Center. And she got a book on the street from some monk, Easy Journey to Other Planets, read it that day. She was a registered nurse, family, middle class New York housewife from Brooklyn. And then she took to it. And I told the story, and I thought of her, what is that idea? What is that wonderful idea that we have to embrace that comes from the Guru Parampara? It was so beautiful. So in the past 16 years, she had 48 regimens of chemotherapy. No fun. She had very bad rheumatoid arthritis, but she'd come to the Bhakti Center from Howard Beach on Sundays. There's a city service that drives you around the city. I don't know, some kind of service. So she would come there. Very difficult for her. Always smiling. Never, ever depressed. Always in a positive mood. So finally, she needed to go to assisted living, and her daughter took her up to Massachusetts. And then I found out about it. I think Ami and Imai told me. Found out where it was, got the address, and I went there right the day after the Bhakti immersion. Day after the Bhakti immersion, what I want to do is have a day to do nothing. I just want to lay there, lounge. You know, that's my day. The day after the Bhakti immersion. My active mind on, even though Cybele manages everything now, but I still worry about everything. So I wanted a day, but that was the only day to go. That's, again, higher than what I want was what is right. What I wanted is just to stay there, but was right. So I went to visit her. And when I went to visit her, you know, she had tubes and different things, and she was in an assisted living facility. Jai Jagannath did kirtan, and then I just asked her. And this is such a great message. And those of you who know her, never disturbed. It was always a happy disposition despite the most horrible physical condition, and it never changed. Never any complaint about her life. And I asked her, now you're leaving the world. You're not even really in the association of devotees. Derek, there, you can raise your hand. Yeah, he's the design coordinator at Kripalu, so he's quite near. So he had the task, and he would visit her. And we got her a new tape recorder, you know, iPad, pod, something, all the songs. We decorated the room. We did a few things. But really not in the association, not leaving in Vrindavan, not in New York where people are. So I asked her, you know, how can all of you be so happy? And it's just beautiful. And this is the message. If we can learn this lesson, we perfect our life. Krishna's in charge. Leave it to him. Everything will be okay. That's fate. And that's the kind of faith you have to develop, because one day you lose everything. Sorry to be so hell, brimstone, and fire spontaneous today. I would have cut that out, the sensitivities. I'm not in control right now. But I also realized another thing, too. Prabhupada, thank you. He had a very heavy side. He would call so many things rascals. I read one offering by Purija Prabhu. Rascal scientist, rascal this, rascal that. But I also kind of felt, also getting older, I like that message more and more. Because it's actually the truth. It's the truth. And it's good to hear it. So, just that message, that faith, and the prince, because one day we'll leave. And how are you going to face that? Unless by the practice of devotional service, you actually begin to see God, Krishna, in your life at every step. You see it in your life at every single step. And then you'll see him. You'll see God at the end. You'll be happy. So now I need like a knockdown conclusion, but I didn't prepare. So I'm kind of like stalling to time and to close it up with something like, wow, bam. Okay, let me think where I can share with you at the very, very end. Because I don't like to ramble on. I like, and I'm going to test. And next year I may, you know, do the same thing, prepare. I read something too nice about public speaking. If you have a good history of talking, don't be afraid to be silent for a while. People will trust you. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for taking the message of Prabhupada. Thank you all for trying to advance in your own way. Set the goal. Realistically, understand where you are. It's not perfection. I'm saying that for myself. Be humble. Take guidance. And move towards the goal. And be grateful. I was in Dallas, Texas. I first joined the Hare Krishna movement there. And Prabhupada was there. And how many people know Rasacharya? You don't know Rasacharya? What? Yeah, that's right. He was in New York for a while. What? Yeah. Someone knows him. You know Rasacharya? You don't remember him? Anyway, his father was about 6'5". He wasn't from Texas, but it was in Texas. So I'm there, and he stood up. He stood up, and he asked Prabhupada a question. He said, Prabhupada, how can we repay you? The Prabhupada's answer was very deep. And this is what we can meditate on for Vyas Puja and the Guru Parampara coming from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, just remain obliged. And meditate on that. And if you can do that, it will inform your life to move in a direction that's to your benefit. To the Prabhupada. Okay.